Good morning, everybody. This is Paige Wolf calling in from the Ozarks in northern Arkansas. Welcome, everybody, to our Morning of Any Help community phone call. And this is fun for me. This is my first time hosting the call. So if anybody needs to unmute themselves, we just push *6 and *6 again to mute yourself back. But I'm going to start off this morning just to quickly tell you a little bit about myself. I was born and raised in Vermont, moved out west to Lake Tahoe when I was 18 years old, loved the west. I've lived in Wyoming and Montana in the beautiful mountainous parts. But I also spent 2 years in Los Angeles, believe it or not. But it was a very good thing. My partner at the time was a chef, and he got a great job at the L.A. Country Club. And I found my, I guess you could say, kind of calling at working at Whole Foods in the nutrition department. I loved my job. I loved all the people that I worked with. And I learned a great deal. It was like a college course. Every day we were learning. But after 2 years of that, we moved to Wyoming, to the mountains. It only takes so much of L.A. But I did learn that, a lot about nutrition, and I've been studying it and researching it and trial and error pretty much since I was 18 years old, because I kind of had my own challenges with my immune system. I got every cold that walked by me, and I was always sick with some kind of head cold 1, 2, 3 times a year. And I found after like 35 plus years of researching that it really isn't rocket science. It's the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s, the things that we know, the eat well, the clean air, clean water, happy thoughts, exercise, all that stuff. But it's really different now. We have for the last probably 50 plus years, we've been acquiring more and more toxins in our world, in our food, in our air, in our water. I learned a lot about glyphosate a few years ago, and that is, from what I've learned, about 8 times remarketed from Agent Orange. And it's the herbicide that Monsanto uses in Roundup Ready, and it kills living organisms. And last time I checked, I was one. So not a good thing to have in our food, and unfortunately it is a water-soluble toxin, so it gets into the water, it gets into the rain. It's in our rainwater. So that's not good either. Lots of chemicals, too many. So anyways, I want to share my little story here of how I was introduced to these wonderful products and Rick Deitch and Gary Samuelson. Last June, our wonderful Dave Johnson messaged me on Facebook Messenger and said, I have an interview with Gary Samuelson. Would you like to hear it? And I'm like, oh, yes, absolutely. I was familiar with Gary and his work for about 7 years at that time. And I heard him give a thumbs up to Rick Deitch's zeolite. So I thought, well, if Gary likes it and it helped his wife, then I should definitely give it a try. But I didn't think it would do anything for me, because I've been using one of his discoveries for the prior 7 years, and I just didn't think I was going to feel anything. But lo and behold, I did. I started using his zeolite, and I'd heard Rick tell his story of when he started selling his zeolite many years ago, that a Japanese doctor had called him in the middle of the night and said, you need to tell the world about your zeolite. I'm having my patients, who he was working with, patients that had unhealthy cells multiplying in their eyes, and normally it was quite fatal. But they were dropping a drop of the zeolite in their eyes, and they were improving. So I thought, well, I don't think I have anything unhealthy multiplying in my eyes, but I'm going to put one drop in each eye and see what happens. It can't hurt. And he did say it will eventually get to your eyes, but the blood flow is kind of slow. So, it just speeds it up by putting a drop in directly. So within 48 hours, everything looked crisper and clearer. It did sting for a split second, but you just blink your eyes and it goes away. That seemed to kind of plateau, so I did that for a few weeks or maybe even months, and then I don't really do that anymore. But that was the first thing that I noticed. And then within 2-3 weeks, I started noticing some other things. I was getting sore knees when I would sit down, and I'm like, well, that's never happened before, and I blamed it on the fact that I had a standing desk for a few months, and but it went away with the zeolite, and I would say in the first 3 weeks, and I took Rick's advice. He said if you've not been on the zeolite or you haven't been on it in a long time, then double up for the first bottle. Well, I probably doubled up for the first 3 bottles, and doubling up means 4 times a day instead of the maintenance of 2x a day. And he always recommends to space it out, you know, by like an hour, just because it doesn't get into the blood system quite as well if you take too much at once. It's better just to take a dropper full at one time. And so I was doing it 4 times a day. And my knees started feeling better, and they haven't hurt since. And I had a weird thing in my upper right jaw. I don't know what it was. It didn't feel like a toothache. It felt like something weird in my jaw. And in a few weeks, that went away. I would lay in bed and, you know, put the dropper full in my mouth and just kind of focus it in that area. And that went away. I lost about 8 pounds. I'm back down to my ideal weight. And that took a couple months. And I didn't do anything different at all. And I believe the reasoning for that is I've heard Rick say that the zeolite will clean up the blood of heavy metals and toxins, and then all the ones that get stored in our fatty tissue that our body doesn't know how to get rid of, they go, hey, there's room in the blood. Let's jump in the blood. And so then your body doesn't need that extra fat, and it just kind of starts falling off. And I've had a lot of people that I've turned on to it tell me that they've lost love handles, a pooch, and these some of these girlfriends of mine look like they don't need to lose any weight, but they're, oh, yeah, I had love handles, couldn't get rid of them forever. But same thing, they lost it. I had a little inflammation that came and went in my right ankle, and that went away in a few weeks and never returned. And interesting thing, at the time I was living in Florida, and 3 different people that knew me for the whole year that I lived down there at different times said to me, you look like you've lost a tiny bit of weight all over your body. I'm like, that's cool. So maybe it was a little bit of inflammation all over. I don't know, but I certainly am happy to hear that. My clothes all fit better. And then also in June, this was an interesting thing that happened. It was right when I was introduced to the zeolite. I got sick from shedding, and I was sicker than I'd ever been in my entire life. And who is it? Dave Johnson, bless his heart, sent me some of Gary Samuelson's silver in bulk amount, like 10 ounces, and I started drinking that. I probably went through it in 3 days, and it was when I drank it the first time, I finally felt that day like I was getting better. And I was like, I need to have this. People need to be able to buy this. And he's like, well, hold tight. That might be happening. So thank God that we have it. What I call now the healthy trinity. We have our silver and our zeolite and our mushrooms to balance our immune system. So I'm quite grateful. And I kind of look at the zeolite as an unsupplement, taking the bad things out. And that's a good thing, because we need to take those bad things out to make everything else work more efficiently. I've never been a big fan of taking a lot of vitamins and minerals. I prefer to get them from food. And my go-to choice when I worked at Whole Foods was finding a really good green drink, you know, with wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa, stuff like that, and I would mix it with watered-down organic apple juice. Because I believe that Mother Nature has put God, whatever you want to call it, has put everything that we need in the perfect balance. We don't need like a ton of this vitamin and a ton of that vitamin, because it kind of throws off other things. We need it in a nice, perfect balance. So I love our zeolite and our silver, and the silver protects us against all those incoming microorganisms and the zeolite takes out all the bad stuff, and the mushrooms keep our immune system balanced, unlike, say, echinacea or golden seal that stimulates the immune system. The mushrooms just make it so your body responds more accurately for what's coming at it. So that is my story about where I came from and my passion for nutrition and preventative. And I tell you what, all the years working at Whole Foods, working with people, in the end, they would almost always say the same thing. Well, don't you just have one pill? Well, there's really no such thing. It takes a few different things to make us healthy in this world. But I find our products are about as simple as you're going to get. Take out the bad stuff, put in the good stuff, and we have to do it on a regular basis because every single day in this world we're getting bombarded with environmental toxins and heavy metals in our water, our air, our food. So this is a daily thing. We shower every day on the outside, and taking the zeolite is like showering on the inside. And I just feel safer doing these. So I'm so, so grateful. And I hope perhaps somebody has maybe a story of their own to share. They can star 6 to unmute or ask any questions. As far as sharing, I definitely, since moving here to Arkansas, I'm going to find a little group to join, like perhaps the Rotary or the Chamber, and start sharing with people because I feel like it's my moral obligation to share these wonderful items with people. I hear somebody coming on.
Hey, just me, Robbie. Hey, it sounds like we've had some similar experiences living in L.A. and Montana, and I'm up in Washington now, but I'm taking these products every day. I'm 72 years old. I'm a pilot. I'm a trucker. I'm a broker. I feel good. I feel great. So I'm grateful, and I appreciate you sharing with us.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome to the Avini family.
Thank you. It's great to be a member of this family, and excited about moving forward and sharing it with others all around me. And so many people can benefit from this.
Yes, the world needs us now more than ever.
Yes, not only from healthy, but I mean, just to increase our ability to earn, to get through these challenging times in our economy. It's what a blessing it is.
Yes, when we share, the money just comes.
Yes. Hey, windows
Paige.
Of heaven.
Morning, Paige. Hi, Hank. Paige, this is Rich Cotter.
Good. Rich, okay. Thank you for all you do, Rich.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing your story. I've never heard it before, Paige. My wife and I were just excited because we got on the scales this morning and noticed that we're both doing better than we've done in years and years, even though we've been fighting the battle with the scales. And to hear what you said about losing the love handles, it seems like it's coming off easier this time. We've been on the product for about almost 3 months, and man, I'm lower than I've been in years, and so is my wife. So
nice.
And I hadn't really known that the zeolite had that benefit, but then I'm thinking, hey, that's one of the factors. We're also trying to eat right and be healthy in exercise, too. But it's great. Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Hey, Dave. This is Hank again.
Hank, yes.
Hey, Kathleen and I have an upgrade in our wellness. We're feeling the best we have ever, and we've gone through some horrendous stuff with our health. And we are trim. We're mean fighting machines. So anyway,
nice.
We're ready. Yeah. So we're really happy with all these. Like you said, these four products are pretty much everything. We've used all sorts of other things. Mental clarity is amazing. It's cleaned out the clutter upstairs and downstairs. So we're really happy with everything. So
good.
And I've had neck surgeries. You know, I've had back in the early 90s. And scar tissue that prevented my neck for a complete rotation like it should, not a 360, but a good 180 heel. I have not had that. My scar from that surgery is pretty much gone. He says, do you realize that valley, that kind of dip and the lump all around it is almost
wow.
gone? I said, well, I can feel the difference, and it's all because of the wheel light. And I was scheduled a year ago for a shoulder replacement because I had bone on bone. As a, you know, there was a result from an auto accident. Someone ran a red light, and I still had a lot of, you know, situations with both arms, shoulders, et cetera. So since starting the wheel light, probably June, it was probably
14
about 14 months ago, when we started the deal, I could not lift up my arm without excruciating discomfort. I couldn't even put it to the side. I couldn't lift any. I couldn't put dishes away. And I can do all that now. So this is stuff.
Wow.
That, and it doesn't, we really believe, you know, we share with people, it doesn't matter how long you've had a condition. And, it, you know, you can have it 23 and a half years on a severe brain fog, you know, other issues, you know, the rest of our story page, but it really doesn't matter. You know, I had a TBI, or I had a, you know, some situations with my brain. All of that is just so much better. I mean, we plateaued for a while, then putting these products into our bodies, like Hank said, really got rid of the other junk. So it doesn't matter how long you've had something.
No. True story.
Yeah, thank you for sharing yours. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
And
thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, Paige, hi. It's David. And,
hi, David.
Hi, dear. I just wanted to thank you, my dear, for introducing me to the Daylight product. Initially, it's meant a lot to me, and to work with you is a true pleasure. And as far as I sort of was in the same boat, you are pretty healthy. I'm 78, but I'm down a quick 10 pounds, it seems to me, and I wasn't doing anything, and that was cool. But more importantly, I shared it with a friend who's had a very positive influence on his kidney function. And that's made it thrilling for me to be able to have shared it with him. So get out there and share the product.
Excellent.
And thank you.
I don't think she did.
Excellent. And remember to mute yourself if you're done sharing. Thank you, so I don't have to mute everybody. thank you. And Kathleen, you triggered my brain. I have a 75-year-old friend that had 55 years worth of knee pain, and in 3 days on the zeolite, on the maintenance amount, he was greatly improved, and instead of a 5, 6, 7 pain, he has now a 1 or a 2, and he absolutely loves the zeolite, and he just keeps taking the maintenance amount and will never stop. Anybody else want to share?
I have something to share. This is Janelle Foley, and it's
welcome.
Thank you. My husband and I started using zeolite about a little over a year ago, and shortly after he started using it, he said, you know what, I can smell. And he hadn't been able to smell in years. He said, I can smell.
Wow.
Well, little did we know at that time is that his lack of smell was a symptom of a progressive disease that causes tremors, shaking, that type of thing. So when we found that out, we really doubled up on the detox because the doctor had said, well, there's a lot of research, but there's possibility that toxins and stuff can contribute to that. So, of course, my light went off, and he started using that a lot more. So last December was his first neurology appointment, and they said, well, really mild symptoms, but it looks likely that early stages of this problem, and come back in 6 months. And so we had an appointment yesterday,
and I was very happy that the doctor said, amazingly, there has been no significant changes, which he said 6 months was a good trial for finding out how fast this could progress, and he said no significant changes. And after we started the immunity a month ago, his sleep has changed for the better dramatically, which means mine has too. the breathing issues in the middle of the night, so much better. So I just feel so much more hope for the future.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And you triggered my brain that Rick Deitch has said that you don't want to just take, when people say, I want to try it, be careful. You don't want to take just one bottle and then stop if you don't feel anything, because it will always take the toxins out, and then more is going to be dumped in from your fatty tissue and from your organs. And so you want to keep going. I don't want anybody to try it unless they're going to at least commit to 3 months, because they could end up feeling a little icky if they get all those toxins dumped into their blood. So I try and educate, I do educate people on that before they start at all. Thank you. Thank you for sharing so much. Anybody else? So if everybody is
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Hey, just Robbie again. I just wondered, so if the toxins are coming out with the zeolite, they get actually into the bloodstream and eventually makes its way out of the body, is that right? You could actually feel some adverse effects initially until the body cleanses itself?
Well, normally, from what I've learned, you don't get the toxic, if anybody's not sharing, if they could just mute, I hear a little background noise. From what I hear from Rick Deitch,
yeah,
is that we don't see the detox effects like we would with, like, using herbs to detox. You don't get the rush of, like, toxins where you might get headaches or diarrhea, because it's being locked in the cages, these little cage-like structures, and then we pee them out within 6 to 8 hours because there's no receptor in the body to hold the zeolite, so it always comes out of us. And yes, it does get into the blood, and I've heard Rick say that of all the zeolites he has tested, he has yet to find one that actually crosses through into the blood. They're all only capable of cleaning out the colon. And if he finds any zeolite in them at all, and if it's cleaned properly, which that's a very tedious thing to do. So, yes, this stuff, as far as he knows, is the only one that gets into the blood, and so it's cleaning up the nooks and crannies in the blood, and then the stored toxins are then, they go, hey, there's room in the blood, let's go jump into the blood. But the only detox effect that I've heard that people might experience is it makes us more alkaline. So if you have a lot of candida, a lot of yeast in you, which a lot of people do, it will want to exit through the most acidic parts of our body. So you might experience thrush, or a woman might have have extra candida come out of her. She might, we've also heard like a woman say, well, I felt like it gave me a UTI. Well, that's not possible. What you're feeling is the yeast coming out of you, the end of it coming out. It's like the end of that cycle. I think my boyfriend had a little bit of thrush in the beginning for the first 3 weeks. His breath was really bad, and he had a terrible coat on his tongue, but that went away in about 3 weeks. So it will make you more alkaline. It will push those things out. But I don't hear a lot of people getting anything like the headaches and such. But there's always exceptions to every rule. So everyone's different, but it's much safer, because it locks it in the cages and you pee it out. So most people don't feel those toxic detox effects. I hope that answered your question,
Robbie.
It feels
so good to be a part of this. And, Dave Johnson and I, we're a day apart age-wise. We went skiing together up at Lookout Pass years ago up in Montana, and I hope to get back and do that again. At 72 years old, I feel great, and it's just, I see so many people out there that are having such health issues that are younger than me, and I just take this stuff every day. I was just thinking yesterday, you know, I have the trash taken out of my house every week. I guess it's the same thing with our bodies. We just need to keep them purified every day.
Yes, yes. I mean, our bodies, you know, make toxins just being alive, just functioning. They make their own little toxins. So, yeah, we got to clean them up. And normally our body's able to handle that. But we just, as I said, we're bombarded with chemicals in our world these days. There is no way around it. And as we've spoken about, I think, on WhatsApp, there's been studies that prove that babies are born now with chemicals in the umbilical cord, so in them, and breast milk has chemicals. There is no way around it. And I didn't think I, like I said, had anything that I needed taken out last June, but apparently I did. So, you know, eating healthy and exercising, it just it's not enough. Because, you know, I hear there's aluminum and nano aluminum in the air, there's the glyphosate on the food, there's the fluoride in the water, it's just, and on, there's so many chemicals. So, you know, read your ingredients. If the food you buy has an ingredient doc on it, which hopefully most of our food does not, you know, just vegetables, fruit, but if it has an ingredient doc, read it, and you can start from the bottom up. If it has artificial colors, put it back on the shelf. Artificial flavors, if it has canola oil, put it back on the shelf. Just don't eat those things. We vote with our dollars. If we don't buy it, they won't make it. And support your local farmers. That's why we moved to Mountain Home, Arkansas, because I saw that there were a lot of farmers around us. And so we're befriending as many farmers as we can and starting to grow our own. Anybody else have anything to share?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you. All right. So don't forget, tomorrow, Dave Johnson is doing his Vinny Business Opportunity at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. And you can find that Zoom link, it's a Zoom call, at Rich Cotter's wonderful Vinny Help Training.com. Gosh, you've done a wonderful job. What a tool that is. Absolutely wonderful. So you'll see Dave Johnson's phone call, Zoom call tomorrow, 8 a.m. Don't forget about that. And I do believe that's about it for today. So I hope everybody has a wonderful day. And do go out and share the gift of Vinny Help. It's our moral obligation to make the world a better place. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Thank you. Yeah?
Would you mind reiterating?
Yep. You're welcome. Reiterating what?
The protocol on how long you take, what doses or what amounts of each of the products.
Well, everything that's on the product is a maintenance amount. So if you're challenged in an area and you really want to tackle something, then you can take more, and they're all safe to take more. The zeolite, you could take, as we call it, the Marcy dose every hour, a dropper full every hour, if you really have an issue that you want to tackle. So it really depends. Everybody's different. You kind of have to go with your own intuition on it, but Rick does recommend that you at least double up on the zeolite, the Cell Defender, in the beginning to kind of kickstart those, you know, kick those toxins out. And so his recommendation is 4 times a day for the zeolite, for the Cell Defender to start, and always spread it out. A dropper full doesn't actually look like a full dropper. It looks like a half or a little less than half. And that's all you need, and we usually just pop it right in our mouth, move it around until it disappears. So, and then maintenance on that, like the bottle says, is 2 times a day. When my boyfriend and I are doing some renovations here, and when we're painting and sanding, we'll take a little more zeolite. So you have to, you know, just be your own doctor and figure out what's best for you. And the silver, again, it's just the maintenance amount of 5 squirts in the mouth 2 times a day. And I carry it with me. If I'm hiking, I want it with me because it certainly helps with a, I believe it was a spider bite. on my ankle the other day, and now I don't want to be without it. And my girlfriend had much relief and started to heal faster from a brown recluse spider. But if somebody, when I was sick last June from shedding, I was drinking a couple ounces a day easily of the silver. You could drink a bottle every day, like for the rest of your life, and there would be no toxicity on the silver. It's so tiny that it doesn't get trapped in your organs. It is out of you in like 7 or 8 days, I believe I heard Gary say. So unlike colloidal silver, it's very tiny, and so it is not stored in you. It will not build up, so it's very safe. So if you're feeling great, then maintenance is fine. But if you're feeling like something's coming on or you're trying to fight something in particular, like I was last year, then more is better. So it all depends on an individual situation.
Thank you very kindly.
You're very
welcome. I thought you said to like double up for 6 months or 3 months or I'm
not
sure. And that's
No. Rick said to double up for at least the first bottle of zeolite, just to kickstart them getting out, and then you can go on to maintenance. But again, it depends on your situation. My boyfriend's a contractor, so I make him take more of the zeolite because he's breathing in so many chemicals every day with painting and sanding. So I try and get him to take it at least 4 times a day. So it all depends. But at least I doubled up for the first probably 3 bottles when I first got turned on to the zeolite. So, and it's, like I said, it's totally safe. It's out of your body in 6 to 8 hours. Some people do like to just take more. I know somebody in the company likes taking a bottle every week. Everybody's different, but it's not going to hurt you to take more. It's just going to cost you a little more. but I find that maintenance is fine for me with the zeolite now. But if we are painting in here, then I will take more. So it all depends. But I do recommend that everybody take double up, as Rick says, with the first bottle if you've never taken it or if it's been a long time since you've taken it. Just double up for the first bottle at least. And then you have to be your own doctor and judge from there.
Hey, Paige.
Yes?
This is Debbie.
Yes?
And so much for being my mentor and my leader. And I just wanted to share that I made my second sale for the very first time in the network marketing business. And I'm like thrilled. It might seem like a small thing to most people, but it was to my sister, but I'm going to count that anyway.
Absolutely. And you're going to do great because you're going to share your mama's story and you've got video and you're a great sharer. So we're so lucky to have you, Debbie. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Paige, for all your help.
My pleasure. And if anyone needs my story, you can reach out. You can email me at qualitypaige@gmail.com. The word quality, because I'm into quality, and my name is spelled with an I, P-A-I-G-E, so qualitypaige@gmail.com. And I will certainly help you on three-way calls, anybody and everybody. I love doing it. It helps me to help you. All right.
Yes. You're a wealth of information.
Thank you. Love what I do.
And it
all right, everybody, I'm going to... Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right, I'm going to go tackle this house and enjoy the day and keep sharing a Vinny and take care, everybody. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
To learn more, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.